that are higher, more important, more moral than that. Once again, may sound controversial, I'll try and reconcile the dis-ease, the unhappiness that you may experience thinking about that. Again, more on that next time. So let me begin with bridge building. Here I'm going back to what I talked about right at the very beginning of the first lecture, the idea of bridging Ivory Tower and Main Street. There are many people in academia, outside of academia, who divide the world essentially into two. They talk about the real world that is outside, that is dirty, impure, profane, versus academia, which is lofty, idealistic, sacred. Sacred versus the profane. This distinction hurts. Hurts academia and hurts people who are outside of academia. Alfred North Whitehead, the philosopher: "The careful shielding of a university from the activities of the world around us is the best way to chill interest and to defeat progress. Celibacy does not suit a university. It must mate itself with action." This is very important for university. Sheldon White, who was my thesis advisor as an undergraduate here,